I love telling people about the miracles that I have received from God because I want others to know that our God is freely giving miracles today, just like in the Bible. I used to have nightmares, night terrors, for over 30 years. Gone. I carried with me chronic depression known as dysthymia. Gone. No more TMJ, fibromyalgia, or rosacea on my face. Gone, gone, gone. Fear of leaving the house. Not anymore. Suicidal thoughts. Obsessive/compulsive thoughts. Shame. Zero self-confidence are gone, 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 and totally gone. There are so many more miracles that I haven't even mentioned that I tell you about in Book 1. God took me down a wonderful healing path, and that is what I want to share with you. Our God is the great I Am, not the I Was or the I Will Be, but the great I Am. He will hear your voice as you cry out to Him today. There were several things that I did before all the different miracles happened, and I want to share that information with you. I would like to point something out to you that is very important at this moment. Each step that I took was vitally important. Don't miss a single one of them. Don't say, I will pick this one and that one, but never that one over there. Missing one step could slow your progress down to a standstill, and you don't want to stall your own personal healing. First of all, I would suggest being desperately in need of all aspects of God in your life. Every day you need to crave His friendship, His time, and His company. Set everything in your life aside that could be a negative influence in your life. You can't hide anything from God, so don't try. Be an open book to God and ask Him to search you in every aspect of your life and remove anything harmful. Be willing to walk away from anything God tells you to give up.